We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We were just talking about the Rocket Man there momentarily. His name is Chachi Valencia.
I love it.
I knew you would. And for 25 years now, he has gone around Texas, Arizona, Florida, really all over the country. In fact, he was at the 2012 Olympics going from a rocket into a net.
We shoot, I love that we're still shooting people out of cannons.
We are. We are.
And I mean, that's got to be one of the oldest kind of daredevil-y things other than maybe high diving.
Exactly.
I'd still love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing it at the circus when I was a kid. They'd fire you across the three-ring circus. Mm-hmm. They usually would do like a kind of a slow flip in the air and land on the big net.
Exactly. Well, here's what happened. And by the way, he gets up to speeds of 55 miles per hour and can be shot up to 165 feet. So when they shoot him, usually he, of course, is straight line and he does the where he holds his arms out to the side. We'll do a flip and then land safely in the net. Well, last Saturday at a show in San Diego, the winds were high. And we've had a lot of high wind. You know what happens in high winds. Don't get me started talking about this from a pickleball perspective.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wildfires.
Oh, man.
You really took the wrong turn there.
Oh.
You know what happens with high winds, right? Deadly wildfires? No, I cancel pickleball.
Well, my serve gets out of it. I can't land it. I can't land my serve. You know, I have that spin serve. There's no way. I can't do that.
The wind just knocks it down.
There's no way. There's no way to do that.
I saw an unbelievable pickleball story. I know that's rare to say. I don't, maybe I'll save it for later, but it involves you, the game of pickleball, and a convicted killer.
Well, that's too good a tease. You've just...
You want it?
You just...
Are you going to override the Rocket Man again?
You just out-teased me.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just lured me in.
And your wife would be interested in this, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Me, a game of pickleball, and a convicted killer.
Yes.
Worlds colliding.
All I guess coming. I count you and your wife in the same there, because...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here it is.
Yeah. Well, put Rocket Man on the back burner. God,
sorry, Rocket
Chachi.
Man.
We'll get to Chachi in a minute.
He's in midair.
Yeah, he's in.
With high winds. Yeah. What's going to happen to Chachi?
What will happen to Chachi? There's the question. Yes.
According to TMZ, convicted murderer Scott Peterson got his ass beat in jail the other day over a game of pickleball.
Prison pickleball?
Apparently, so I thought of you because I thought this could be your calling.
Well, she follows that story like no other, by the way. The Peterson story.
I'm shocked that she didn't bring this to you then, because I thought, man, this could be your thing. This could be your charity.
Yes.
You go to prisons and teach prisoners the game of pickleball. Now, occasionally, they're going to have stuff like this.
Do you think I'll come home with a paddle shoved up my butt? Don't you think at some point?
I don't know
the
if they're going
to one of those. Yeah. The big end of the paddle. And there I am walking out with a little end out of the handle out of my butt.
Now, you've told us some stories. You know, these matches can get testy.
Oh, almost every time.
Yeah.
Especially tournament time. The matches are heated.
There's not a lot of details. All they know is the fight did start over a pickleball match.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he took the worst end of it. I don't know if any paddles were shoved anywhere.
Are you surprised that prisoners are allowed to play pickleball? Because that is a hard paddle. That is something you could use. I mean, you could smack somebody over the head with that for sure.
Yeah.
Me too. Could.
I mean, do they have modified paddles, perhaps?
Maybe.
That are less lethal?
Perhaps, but it seems like any paddle you would have, I mean, it's a plastic ball, so it's got to be hard. You know, it can't be like a rubber. Maybe, but it has to be a hard rubber.
I would bet, from what I hear, it's been years now, he's been in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's probably been a model prisoner, maybe.
But he's in for murder.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're in there.
You do get privileges
15,
occasionally.
20 years and you don't have any issues, I bet they start to give you more and more prison freedoms. Like, okay, now you're going to go play pickleball. We'll let you do that. We know we can trust you there.
This gives me a little hope. If I'm ever arrested for a major crime, at least I can play pickleball while I'm in prison. You know?
Yeah.
At least there's that.
You don't have to answer this now because I know you've got a lot of people to kind of file through in your head, but of your pickle pals, Kelly, who's the most likely to be able to take a pickle paddle and file it down to a weapon?
Rick. My friend Rick.
Okay.
My friend Rick. He's real handy. I mean, he can really do that.
Well, I don't really know if pickleball belongs in prison because It is a self-officiated game.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's why there's fights.
They play basketball in prison. At least they used to in all my movies I used to watch.
But you can't do too much damage with a basketball.
We all know they call it prison ball for a reason. I mean, you don't call fouls there.
you don't call fouls.
You get tackled, and it's like, good play.
That's right.
Yeah, no one yells foul in prison.
That's right.
Okay, fair point. Yeah. It's true.
So all I can figure, though, is maybe one of them, we don't know the other inmate.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a shot. The other one called out. Said, yeah, it's in.
That's what it is.
No, it's out. No, it's in. And it was on from there.
You know, it's always one person's call. Like if the ball is on your side of the net, it's your call, no matter what everybody else sees. And there are a lot of close calls. I mean, you know, the ball's going fast and it lands right there on the line or right off the line. I was at a tournament recently, the last one we played in. I wasn't in this match, but I was watching. That's the one where the guy, we had an altercation where the guy said the ball hit my arm, and I said I didn't feel it, and he goes, you got numb arms.
That's right.
I said I do not have numb arms.
I feel like this is the same exact argument that Scott Peterson
exactly.
had.
Exactly. Well, I saw one.
It's right in the chest, Scott. No, it didn't. You had numb chest, Scott. No, I don't.
Back to the Rocket Man.
All right.
All right.
Chachi's midair. They fired him out of the cannon in San Diego with high winds.
Chachi Valencia is in high winds in San Diego. And these winds blew him off course. And instead of landing in the middle of the net, he landed on the metal part of the net, and it got ugly.
Right before the shot, I think the wind moved and it started crosswind. And the wind caught me and threw me off to one side. But then with the momentum and everything, I hit the net, but then I bounced out.
Ooh.
Pretty much. And I don't remember anything after I hit the net.
He was talking from his hospital bed because here are his injuries.
A broken wrist, a few broken ribs, and I have a bleeding liver.
He's got a bleeding liver, broken wrist, and you heard there, three broken ribs because he hit the side of the net and bounced out.
Now, if you missed it entirely, mm-hmm. they're just scraping you off the pavement.
That would be worse for sure because it did break his fall some, but he fell right off of it.
I mean, if you somehow avoid landing on your head, you might walk away. You mm-hmm. might live.
Well, maybe, but maybe.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't hit his head.
Yes, he is. Now, he's got on helmet and everything, though.
That's true. They usually wear it still.
Yeah, well, I know.
If you're flying through the air at 50 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And he said, so they said to him, you know, 25 years.
Rocket Man.
25 years, Rocket Man. Is this it? Are you hanging up your protective gloves and helmet? And he said, what else am I going to do?
It's not like, you know, I can just stop this tomorrow and get some other job or something. I don't know. I probably could, but, you know, this is what I do.
That's who it is. It's in his DNA.
I am Rocket Man.
He will be back inside that rocket, he says, as soon as his ribs heal and his liver stops bleeding.
Can we make the net bigger?
I
don't know what the answer is.
It's just a circular net. Really, it's not that large.
Really, because the ones I remember seeing they seemed enormous.
I bet, though, they're not as big as you think.
Right.
Do you clap still when he lands? Because you don't maybe know that he's hurt at first.
A lot of them said, is that part of the show?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was not part of the show.
No, because he's probably just crumpled.
He said he knew going in. You know what he said? He knew going into it, I shouldn't be doing this, but what? The fans.
So excited to see you get shot out of a cannon, you know. It's hard. It's hard to say no. In the future, I just need to be a little bit more, you know, be a little bit more firm.
Exactly.
But if you're out there at the county fair and they're going to shoot Rocket Man out of a cannon.
Right.
Sorry, folks. It's too windy here today in San Diego.
Boo, boo, boo.
The cow pavilion is open.
So Rocket Man, he's like, no, we can't stop the show.
Rocket Man, we need you.
Crawled into that cannon.
He's a little Chris Kelly to me.
Can't say no.
Can't say no.
A pleaser.
Thinks the fans really
care
that much.
Care, right.
And so like you probably shouldn't be here today. We've heard you hacking.
Right.
I definitely shouldn't be here today. We've heard me hacking.
Right.
But in your mind, you're like, the fans insist I'm
the
here.
The fans insist.
In reality, it's probably eight people eating corn dogs.
Probably.
It's a precious contract between entertainer and audience.
Probably.
And so I guarantee he's in his mind thinking, oh, I'm about to get shot on this cannon and impress everybody.
Well, and the audience of our program probably was like, I wish he'd go home. Yeah. Every day. Every day.
Yeah, they'd probably like a day of just Chris Dem.
Oh, I think they'd like
That's why I don't leave the seat. Why? No, yeah. I know I'll
You don't even
be,
leave the seat.
I don't even leave the seat. There was a question recently on our radio boards. If you were told on a Thursday you're fired, would you want to go in on Friday if they trusted you enough to have that last show to say goodbye?
God, no.
I said yes. I said yes. Get me in there.
No, you never trust somebody you just fired.
Well, it's not asking management. It's saying if management trusted you, would you want to be able to go in and say goodbye? And I said yes. And what I would do is cry from the
moment. Oh, you'd be sniffed. Yeah.
I would cry from the first moment
the end of the show.
To the last moment, or until they had to cart me out of there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why they don't give you a last show. You know, they fire you on a Friday and then you're not given that last show because they're afraid you'll go on and torch management. Mm-hmm. You know how that is. They escort you out of the building. But I would want that last show to say,
I love you.
I would want that last show for sure.
Don't take any calls.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Yeah. Shut the phone line.
Go ahead, caller. You still suck. I'm glad you're going.
I just wish Biggie was here to hear this.
This is revenge.
Biggie's looking down somewhere and smiling, I can tell you that. He loves seeing you go. Maybe I'll do an Ask Me Anything. First question, how weren't you fired 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Why weren't you fired earlier? Yes. Mm-hmm. I would want that last show. I didn't put it up on the radio board.
No, you never participate.
No, you just watch.
I'm a lurker.
A lurker, a voyeur.
A lurker there. But I would want that last show.